Fellow cynics, beware the production of Glad Tidings playing at Cajos Music Hall through Sunday. It's like being trapped in an elevator that has an endless loop of music that plays every holiday song ever written. Adding to the sweetness quotient is the songs are sung by four likable musical nerds who perform as the Plaids and think four-part harmony is God's gift to music. Now that I've perhaps discouraged the cynics from attending the show, let me encourage those who love the holidays, sweetness, and goodwill to go see Plaid Tidings. It's a pleasant 2 hours of entertainment that demands very little from the audience and will most likely put a smile on your face. Plaid Tidings is a sequel to Forever Plaid, which has played Cajos Music Hall twice. In fact, two members of the cast, John Farcione as Jing and Scott Scafidi as Sparky, were in a Cajos Music Hall production of the musical. The new performers, Carl Del Buono as Smudge and Chris Shaw as Frankie, fit seamlessly into the quartet. The Plaids were an aspiring guy group who were killed in an accident involving a busload of Catholic schoolgirls on their way to the Ed Sullivan Show to see the Beatles in their American premiere performance. They were granted the opportunity to return to Earth to perform the concert they were denied in life. In Tidings, they do not know why they're back on Earth, and the first act has them deciphering messages from above, mostly from Rosemary Clooney, as to their purpose. Actually, the device offers them an opportunity to perform the 50s and 60s music other than Christmas tunes. The opening segment offers renditions of Shaboom, Strangers in Paradise, Mambo Italiano, Fever, and Besame Mucho. Once they realize they were sent to bring harmony to the holidays, they take a break and return for a second act filled with nostalgia and holiday music. For those who love the original show, you'll also be fond of this work. Tidings does not try to reinvent things that work. The guys are awkward and insecure, but very sincere about their love of music. The cast works well together, and while each has a strong individual moment, the strength of the show is in the harmonizing. To play it safe, this sequel uses successful elements of the first. There is an ode to Perry Como, and the guys even sing along with a videotape of the crooner. There is a 3-minute, 11-second version of the Ed Sullivan Show, and the first act ends with outrageous audience participation of a calypso number. Just as in the first, they do a number using a plumber helper as a microphone. Michael Susco directs the piece with affection, and that comes across in the performance. He does not strive for anything fresh or exciting. Instead, he focuses on what works. That is, finding the spirit of the holidays for audiences who appreciate such entertainments. For the cynic, Glad Tidings is a fabricated piece of franchise theater that manipulates the emotions. For others, it is a sweet work that reminds one of the tenderness and values of the holidays. Take your choice. Glad Tidings plays at the Cajos Music Hall on Remsen Street in Cajos through Sunday. Performances are 8 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. For tickets and information, call 237-5858.